Muncy, first Seager, now Turner,
Cody Bellinger.
Mookie Betts has done it again.
Oh, it's good to be back. Renegade.
I don't hold back on my enemy. That's well hit. And it's a grand slam home run.
This is Morongo Casino World Champion Dodgers on deck.
Back to back, bottom of the first. Betts leaps and makes the catch.
There is no mission impossible. How could you stop the unstoppable?
Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
UCLA Health.
Keeping you on top of your game.
Mutual of America.
Your retirement company.
That's back at the wall and that's gone. The fourth home run of the night for the Dodgers.
Children's Hospital LA.
From colds to cancer, we got this.
Jim Beam.
Official bourbon of the LA Dodgers.
And your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
Now with a pregame look at your World Series champion Dodgers.
Champions of baseball.
Here's your host, Tim Cates.
Hi, everybody, and a welcome into Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck. Hope you are well on this Tuesday afternoon. Your world champion Los Angeles Dodgers, 96-54 on this season. After going to Cincinnati and taking 2-3 from the Reds over the weekend, a day off yesterday, the Dodgers continue their final road trip of the regular season as they are now in Denver, Colorado to take on the Rockies. Julio Urias on the mound. First pitch from Coors Field in Denver is coming up at 5:40. Coming up over the next hour here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck. We're going to hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll get you tonight's starting lineup. A little tweak of the Dodger lineup in the last 30 minutes. We'll preview tonight's pitching matchup with Julio Urias looking for his 19th win. In about 30 minutes, your chance to play the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest. In 45 minutes, David Vasse is going to sit down with former Dodger great Brett Butler. Kirsten Watson is on the field at Coors Field in Denver. She'll stop by shortly. And in just a couple of minutes, we'll send it out to the booth with Tim Nevard and Rick Monday. Well, Sunday in Cincinnati, Kershaw was his first win in nearly 3 months as the Dodgers picked up ground in the division. Clayton Kershaw, his second start since coming off the injured list. The Dodger left-hander went 5 solid innings, allowed just 1 run on 3 hits. He struck out 8 along the way. The Dodgers got after Reds left-hander Wade Miley early in the second. Will Smith got it started with a solo home run to left, his 25th home run of this season. The Dodgers led 1-0. The very next batter, Chris Taylor, with the single to right. And that brought up Gavin Lux.
The 2-2. Lux with a shot to right center field. And that one is gone. A home run. Gavin Lux, a 2-run home run. And the Dodgers take a 3-0 lead. The Dodgers are lighting Miley up like a Christmas tree.
2-run home run for Gavin Lux, his 7th of the season. That's the top-tier play of the game brought to you by Arco. Quality top-tier gas for less. Dodgers up 3-0. Then in the 3rd inning, the Dodgers got after Wade Miley again. Albert Pujols with a 1-out walk, and that brought up Corey Seager.
1-out, 1-on, and here is Seager, who singled a right in his first at-bat. On the first pitch he sees, he drills one to right center field, and it is out of here, a home run. Why in the world do they ever throw a first pitch strike to Corey Seager? He always hits them, and more often than not, he hits them out. For Seager, a 2-run shot, his 10th home run of the year, and the Dodgers take a 5-0 lead. The 3rd home run in 2 1/3 innings off Miley today by the Dodgers.
2-run shot for Seager. Dodgers up 5-0, and they weren't done in the inning. Chris Taylor doubled to left. He then scored on a Gavin Lux RBI single. Dodgers up 6-0. The Reds got one off of Clayton Kershaw. That came in the bottom of the 4th. A 2-out RBI ground out for Stevenson. It made it a 6-1 Dodger lead. Tony Gonsolin took over for Kershaw. He gave up a solo home run in the bottom of the 6th. Then an RBI double in the 8th. A run scored later in the inning credited to Gonsolin. The Dodgers' lead was getting smaller. They're up now 6-4. In the top of the 9th, the Dodgers got 2 of those runs back, though. Justin Turner, an infield single. Mookie Betts scored on a throw-in there. Dodgers up 7-4. 2 batters later, Corey Seager drew a bases-loaded walk. Dodgers took an 8-4 lead. The bottom of the 9th belonged to Kenley Jansen. After getting the leadoff batter to fly out, Jansen hung a slider to Joey Votto, who hit a solo home run. Dodgers' lead was now 8-5. Kenley Jansen, though, buckled down, proceeded to strike out Moustakas, and then struck out Barnhart to end the game. Dodgers go on and beat the Reds on Sunday 8-5. Clayton Kershaw gets gets the win, his first since June. Dodgers take 2-3 in Cincinnati. They improve to 96-54 on this season, with the Giants losing on Sunday all as well. The Dodgers are now only one game back with 12 to play. After a day off yesterday, the road trip continues in Colorado against the Rockies. Julio Urias on the mound, first pitch at 5:40. And with more, we head out to the booth and welcome in Tim Neffert and Rick Monday. Guys?
Thanks very much, Tim. It could be a chilly evening in Colorado tonight. Temperature right now 65 degrees, a low temperature expected of 46 sometime later in the night. So they are expecting the temperature to drop, a little bit of a breeze around Coors Field in Denver as we get set for game one of the three-game series. Julio Urias, 18-3, looking to become Major League Baseball's first 19-game winner. He will face Antonio Senzatella, 4-9. The right-hander has been pitching pretty well of late. So Urias and Senzatella, the pitching matchup. And Rick, when you look at the Rockies, they've actually been playing pretty well lately. They're over 500 since the All-Star break. Their home record is the third best in the National League behind the Dodgers and the Giants. And they are just coming off of a road trip where they won 7 of 9.
Yeah, they're feeling pretty good about themselves. They're 45 wins and just 27 losses at home, feeling their oats right now and trying to stretch things out. And they've got Antonio Senzatella, who pitched very well in his last outing against the Dodgers. That was at Dodger Stadium. So the Dodgers have to figure him out. And before one pitch is made in tonight's ball game, the Dodgers have already had not only a roster change, they've had another addition to the injured list, because originally Cody Bellinger was in the starting lineup to play in center field. He cannot go because of discomfort with a non-displaced fracture in his rib. He gets placed on the injured list. Luke Rayleigh had been recalled just in case there was an IL trip. And so Rayleigh not only recalled, he's going to start in right field and bat eighth tonight.
And this may necessitate another move later in this series. A.J. Pollock had been sent to Arizona to work out at Camelback Ranch. They were expecting to activate him for the start of the Arizona series. That now longer not part of the plan, as the Dodgers saying today that A.J. Pollock will join the team and be active for Thursday's game in this series.
Yeah, that's the good news. So tonight's going to be Mookie Betts lead things off. Betts will be moved to center field, with the Bellinger going to the injured list. Corey Seager batting second again, followed by Trey Turner, Max Muncy, and the Dodgers hoping that Muncy now is going to get the bat going. He's had a little difficult time in August, maybe the most difficult. He hit below 190 in the month of August. September, it's gone up a little bit to 213. Swinging the bat looks like a little bit better the last couple of days. So he'll bat in the four spot, followed by Justin Turner, Will Smith doing the catching, Gavin Lux, another start in the big outfield in Denver. And that's going to be interesting to watch, because Mookie Betts has not played next to Gavin Lux in that outfield. That could be interesting, but there's a mile of territory to cover for Lux and for Luke Rayleigh also. He has not played the outfield in Coors Field, so this is kind of a we'll wait and see what happens.
It could be a factor from foul pole to foul pole, the biggest outfield in baseball in terms of dimension and size. So Mookie Betts will have a little bit of pressure on him defensively tonight to cover a good portion of that. In the meantime, Gavin Lux continues to swing a good bat since his recall from AAA. Went 3-for-4 with a homer, 3 runs batted in on Sunday, and has been hot since his call-up on September 10th. Julio Urias, Antonio Senzatella, game one of three. The Dodgers and the Rockies from Denver. First pitch around the corner. Tim?
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Coming up here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck, we'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. Coming up in about 40 minutes, we'll check in with former Dodger Brett Butler. We'll check in with David Vasse throughout the show. We'll break down this pitching matchup with Julio Urias, looking for his 19th win of the season. We're going to have your chance to play the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. But up next, we'll go out to Coors Field and check in with Kirsten Watson, who is on the field as batting practice continues, as we lead jump to Dodgers and Rockies on this Tuesday afternoon. First pitch from Coors Field at 5:40. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Rockies from Denver, game one of this three-game set. Dodgers with 12 games to go in the regular season. They're one game back in the NL West. Julio Urias, Antonio Senzatella, the pitching matchup. First pitch set for 5:40.
Fly ball, the center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone, a home run.
The best drive of the game, brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
Now the 3-2 to Will Smith. And he drills one to left. It's deep. And at the wall, it is gone, a home run. Will Smith just over the wall in left with his 25th home run of the year, and the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead. Aristides Aquino went back as far as he could. He was on the wall, and then it just popped over the wall on top of the yellow line into the stands, and the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead.
Will Smith with the home run. The Dodgers go on and beat the Reds on Sunday 8-5. The Dodgers now head to Denver for a 3-game set. Speaking of the best drive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Call them at 800-498-7000, 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us for the Dodgers and Rockies from Denver, brought to you by Cars for Kids. And the big story going to this series opener is the status of Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, so, I mean, earlier this week when Dave Roberts talked to us about Cody Bellinger's non-displaced fracture in his ribs area, he said that the hope was that he was going to be back after the off day yesterday, giving him just a few extra days of rest, but then he'd be back in the lineup today. And he told us today, I mean, he is currently in the lineup, but there's a possibility that he could be a late scratch because he's just, you know, he's still dealing with some pain, and it's a little higher than they had hoped for, and it's something that he can't really play through right now. So, if he is a late scratch this evening, then it seems like the plan is going to be to put him on the injured list. And Luke Rayleigh actually flew in yesterday to join the team in Colorado. So he would be the roster move. He'd be activated. So we'll see how it plays out. But it really does sound like they are leaning towards putting him on the injured list because there's, as you get closer to the postseason, of course you want Cody in the lineup, and it's just not – it's not really worth the risk to either make it worse or have him trying to play through something that really is actually giving him a lot more pain than I think they had kind of thought about it before.
One guy who left and came back, not because of injury, but because just needed to get things right at the plate, is Gavin Lux, who's been one of the hottest Dodgers right now, Kirsten.
Let's get to the good news, you know? This is definitely tough news with Cody Bellinger. But Gavin Lux has been fantastic. I mean, his numbers at the plate are amazing right now. And left field, he told us that he's just feeling more and more confident and more comfortable. He said that after, you know, his first game in left field, he was anxious. He was a bit nervous out there. And after he caught his first ball, he said he went into the dugout to Cody and was just like, all right, cool, that's one. It's done. Like, I can feel better. But he definitely had some nerves. But with each game now, it's about like 8 or 9 games now that he's been playing in left field. And so he's just so much more comfortable. The biggest, I guess, challenge for him is just reading the ball as it comes off the bat, and kind of when you're at second or you're at shortstop, obviously you're much closer so you can see it a little bit better. But when you're in the outfield, a lot of distance obviously between you and the hitter, and so just kind of reading how it's coming off the bat and your movement. But he did say that, you know, Mookie gave him really good advice, and it's really just to stay aggressive and not allow, you know, I don't think I want to say complacent, but just really to stay aggressive and not be tentative. That's the word he said. Not be tentative in your decisions and just go for it. So obviously, I mean, it helps that he's been doing pretty good in left field and his bat is really hot, like you mentioned. So with Cody going down, it's good at least that the other players are really kind of picking things up around him.
Real quick, you're there at Coors Field in Denver. What's the mood of this team as they get ready to play the final 12 games and they're one game back still of San Francisco?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good energy. I was actually talking to Clayton Kershaw about it, and he was saying that, you know, the team they have one goal, and they haven't really been in this position before in the past few years in which they've been chasing the division, and so they want to win. That's literally what he said. He said, we want to win, and even when he was talking about his buildup and kind of what's next for him, he said, I will do what I have to do because the focus is to win and to win this division. So there's definitely a good energy. I'll be honest, it's a little chilly in Denver tonight. But other than that, they'll be fine. They have heaters in their dugout. They'll be good to go.
We'll bundle up, and we'll check in with you after the game. Kirsten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids. Now would be a great time to clean out your garage and donate that old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is by donating online at carsforkids.org or 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll preview this pitching matchup. We'll hear from former Dodger Brett Butler. We'll hear what the old Dodger center fielder is up to. But up next, we'll get you an injury report, and we'll check in with Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We're leading you up to Dodgers and Rockies from Denver. First pitch set for 5:40. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Rockies from Denver, Julio Urias, Antonio Cincinnati, the pitching matchup. First pitch set for 540.
This is the LA Dodgers Injury Report.
Presented by UCLA Health, keeping you off the injured list. Unfortunately, Cody Bellinger gets placed on the injured list just about an hour ago. Fractured left rib. He was retroactive from 3 days ago as Luke Raley gets the call-up from AAA in the lineup tonight. A.J. Pollock working his way back from the IL with a right hamstring injury. Billy McKinney working his way back as well from a hip injury. Garrett Clevenger, Danny Duffy trying to get back before the end of this season. In order to be successful on the field like the Dodgers have been, you need a good game plan, just like you do in business, to stop cybercrime from affecting your business. Threat to eliminate. ReliaQuest, defending the world's largest companies against cyber threats. Make security possible at ReliaQuest.com. The man who makes out the Dodger game plan every day is Dave Roberts.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you just describe...
Dave, can you talk about the pressure?
In the dugout with Dave Roberts.
Hey, Dave, you've got Julio Walker and Max pitching in the series against the Rockies. With only 12 games left before the playoffs begin, how do you manage the starting rotation with still kind of fighting the division, but also wanting to be ready for the postseason?
I think that our, you know, the way we've lined it up, we like obviously inserting Clayton and Gonsolin. I think if you look at Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you'd mentioned who we got. Then we'll pencil Tony in on Friday. Then Clayton will get an extra day and go Saturday. And I just think that, you know, as we finish out the season, keeping everyone on their turn gives us the best chance to win as many games as possible and sets us up for the postseason.
Have you guys kind of done all of that stuff?
Yeah, we already did the scans. And so we kind of already know what we're dealing with. And it's more of kind of like the doc said, and trainers and Cody's acknowledged, it's sort of per his tolerance.
And how is he kind of dealing with all of this?
He's obviously frustrated that, you know, it's something else that he's got to deal with. But we're going to deal with it together and just try to get him feeling as good as possible so he can help us win ball games.
Yeah, looking forward to getting Cody Bellinger back as soon as possible. More on that when we continue here on Dodgers on Deck as we check in with David Vasse. We're leading up to first pitch. The road trip continues. It's the stop now in Denver. 3-game series against the Rockies. First pitch from Coors Field is coming up at 5:40. David Vasse is next. I'm Tim Cates, this World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading up to Dodgers and Rockies from Denver on this Tuesday afternoon, Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Julio Urias on the mound, first pitch set for 5:40.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider, David Vasse.
All right, Dave, we got the news about Cody Bellinger going on the IL with the fractured rib. We heard Dave Roberts say they hope to get him back soon to contribute, but when is he coming back?
The earliest he could come back, Tim, is during the Dodgers' last homestand of the season. 3 against the Padres, 3 against the Brewers, and that would be next week. And that's not ideal for a guy that really has had his season interrupted by multiple injuries starting all the way back in the offseason. And you know what? I was skeptical when Dave Roberts said when they were in Cincinnati that Cody Bellinger wouldn't need to go on the injured list. You know, that's easy to say when it's not your rib that is fractured, whether it's non-displaced or not. It's very hard for any athlete to perform with any sort of fracture on their ribs. And this was not going to end well for Cody. And I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't come back until the postseason.
Wow. And the reason he hurt his rib is because he ran into Gavin Lux in the outfield. Now, Gavin Lux has been actually really good at the plate, Dave.
Yeah, he has, and that's why the Dodgers brought him back, and it's unfortunate that that occurred and put Cody Bellinger on the injured list, but that's the risk you take when you put a player that has never played in the outfield before. They don't really know where the line is to stop drifting into the center fielder's area, and that's what occurred last Monday night at Dodger Stadium. But as far as Gavin Lux goes and why he's on the Dodgers, it's because of his bat. And Dave Roberts described him as a more relaxed player since he's come back from Oklahoma City. And I asked Gavin about it earlier today, whether or not that's a fair description.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we can sit here and say there's no pressure. And
that no performance is on my mind. You know, we can sit here and say that all we want, but yeah, just overall being way more relaxed and just shut my brain off. And then once the game starts, just compete. And that's really been my whole thought process throughout it all. And I think that's kind of kept me relaxed and not worrying about the results, just control the controllables. It's cliche, but it's something that's helped me relax for sure.
And he helped the Dodgers win two games in Cincinnati with his bat, Tim. Over the course of his last 22 at-bats, he has 11 hits, including 8 RBIs, and he's doing it most from the 7th and 8th spot in the order. So he is a different guy at the plate. It's unfortunate, though, he and Cody Bellinger ran into each other on the last homestand.
Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Ford California. The future belongs to everyone, and now everyone can drive it with the 2021 Ford Explorer. The future comes standard at your Southern California Ford dealers. Mookie Betts, Coors Field, has it really been haunting him?
I would say so this year. I mean, that's where he first injured his right hip in the first series of the season at Coors Field, and he said he has never felt the same since. And then he re-injured it the first game right after the All-Star break, Tim. So the Dodgers are holding their breath and crossing their fingers that Mookie can get through these three games healthy, because each of the previous two visits, the right hip has flared up. So that's the biggest thing, I'm sure, that's in the back of Mookie's mind and the Dodgers' mind in these three games. Let's get him out of here healthy.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Great stuff, Dave. You'll be back in a couple minutes with Rick Monday. Looking forward to your conversation with former Dodger great Brett Butler. That's coming up in 15 minutes, Dodger fans, so don't go anywhere. All right, I need three contestants because it's time for the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. 866-987-2570. You predict the player and the inning that the most thrilling play will happen tonight between the Dodgers and Rockies, and if you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Now, just for playing, you're going to get tickets to enjoy Six Flags Magic Mountain. 866-987-2570. Leading you up to Dodgers and Rockies from Denver. First pitch on this Tuesday night is coming up at 540. I'm Tim Cates. This is World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
The quest to go back-to-back is on.
Now that we finally won one, it's just, you just don't take that for granted.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues on the official home of your world champion LA Dodgers.
Dodgers and Rockies, the start of a three-game series from Denver. Julio Urias looking for his 19th win this year. First pitch coming up at 5:40. But right now, time to find out who's in and who's out of the Dodger lineup.
Gone, a home run!
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out has been making their burgers fresh to order from the highest quality ingredients, of course. It's In-N-Out. It's a family tradition, because that's what a hamburger is all about. Here's how Dave Roberts' lineup looks today. Leading off in center field is Mookie Betts. Batting second and shortstop is Corey Seager. Batting third and playing second base is Trey Turner. Batting cleanup at first base is Max Muncy. Batting fifth and playing third base is Justin Turner. Batting sixth and doing the catching is Will Smith. Batting seventh in left field is Gavin Lux. Batting eighth in recall from AAA Oklahoma City is Luke Rayleigh. Batting ninth, your starting pitcher, number 7, Julio Urias.
This.
Oh, my God.
Are you not entertained?
Is the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game.
Six Flags Magic Mountain is celebrating 50 years of thrills with the tallest, the fastest, and the steepest coasters ever built, including coaster icons like the newest West Coast Racers, Twisted Colossus, Goliath, and more, only at the thrill capital of the world. Now open daily. Get your tickets today at Six Flags. .com. All right, David is our first contestant. David, welcome. What's your guess?
Justin Turner in the fifth.
Justin Turner in the fifth inning. All right, good luck to you. Jenna is our next contestant. Jenna, welcome. What's your guess?
I'm guessing Seager in the fourth.
Corey Seager in the fourth inning. All right, good luck to you, Jenna. Brenda is our third and final contestant. Hi, Brenda. What's your guess?
Hello, Justin Turner in the seventh.
Justin Turner in the seventh inning. All right, good luck to you, Brenda. Jenna and David are three contestants tonight. When we continue here on Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with Rick Monday as we're leading you up to first pitch from Denver on this Tuesday night. Dodgers and Rockies. I'm Tim Cates. This is World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Rockies on this Tuesday night, the start of a three-game series from Coors Field. Julio Urias on the mound. First pitch coming up at 5:40. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Owning. With today's low mortgage rates and rising home values, why not refinance with Owning? It's quick and it's easy. Just call them at 833-2-OWNING. Still to come, we'll get you the keys to the gambler from former Dodger Brett Butler. We'll preview this pitching matchup at first.
And now, joined by David Massey, here's LA Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
Well, Rick, it doesn't look like the Dodgers are going to have an outfield logjam with Cody Bellinger going on the injured list. But the good news is A.J. Pollock is on his way back on Thursday. But for Cody Bellinger, the frustrating 2021 continues.
Yeah, and with the non-displaced fracture in the rib cage, we know that he did not play some of the games in Cincinnati because of discomfort. And that's exactly what Dave Roberts is talking about. I know that you were on the conference call with the Dodger manager a little bit earlier. It all comes down to the pain level and what a player can put up with, and we don't know the extent of the pain, but the Dodgers figured that this might be a scenario, and even though Bellinger originally was slated to be in the lineup, being removed, they have recalled Luke Raley, not activating him ahead of time, but knowing that there was a possibility that Bellinger may not be able to go, and we're also finding out, and after watching A.J. Pollock work out here at Dodger Stadium over the last couple of days, we were not surprised, quite frankly, when Dave Roberts said, look, A.J. Pollock is going to rejoin the ball club on Thursday. That did not take us by surprise at all. Originally, it was going to be when the Dodgers got to Phoenix, but they are going to accelerate that, and that's exactly what at least my eyes were telling me about A.J. Pollock and the extent of his workouts here we saw at Dodger Stadium over the last number of days.
Do you think A.J. Pollock goes into action on Thursday, Rick? Coors Field is not the ideal place to come back from a hamstring injury.
Yeah, especially if you have not been hydrating especially well. So I don't know. With the physical activity of A.J. Pollock, we don't really know. We're not certain. It would be one game, and on Thursdays that's going to be a day game. So I don't know what's in store, but if you put Pollock into left field, doesn't have to cover, well, normally not covering a great deal of ground, but at Coors Field, yeah, you've got a lot of ground to cover. There's only three guys out there to cover about 5.5 acres, it seems like.
Rick, it's not a given the Dodgers are just going to walk into Coors Field and sweep the Rockies, even though they're one of the worst teams record-wise on the road. At Coors Field, they're one of the best teams record-wise.
Yeah, and it's like a team of two different scenarios. But keep in mind, while the Dodgers have won 8 of 9, the Rockies have surprised some people. They've won 7 of the last 10. If we look at the season matchup, the Dodgers won 8 consecutive matchups this season against the Rockies, who have won 4 of the last 7, including 2 of the last 3 played at Dodger Stadium. So we're looking at today, it's going to be Julio Urias, who's, he's got a chance to be a 20-game winner. The Dodgers obviously would love that, but he could be the Dodgers' first 20-game winner since Clayton Kershaw in 2014. But don't take Senzatella very easy, even though they beat him up the last time that they faced him. Senzatella had one of the better outings. If you look at how he went against the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium on the 29th of August, he said it was one of the best games of his life, so he's trying to turn things around as well. Going to be interesting, this matchup. The Dodgers know that they're coming in. They're one game out of first place to be tied with the San Francisco Giants. That's their goal. In front of them, a ball club that is now feeling good about themselves. They've won 7 out of 10, as I just mentioned, and even though their record is only 70-79, they're a different team at home where they've gone 45 wins and just 27 losses. They would like nothing better, since they're 26.5 games out of first place, would like nothing better indeed than to upset the apple cart of either the Dodgers and or the Giants.
Well, maybe Mookie Betts gave the Dodgers some good karma after what he did on Sunday in Cincinnati, Rick. Have you ever seen that, where an opposing player gives up one of his own bats for an opposing player's first career home run like Mookie Betts did?
First of all, he was aware of what was taking place. I realize there's an electronic scoreboard. If you're looking up, you can see, hey, his first hit and the first home run. But the fact that he went out of his way to do it and was able to offer his own bat in exchange for someone else's baseball, it just shows the type of character that Mookie Betts has. By the way, Mookie Betts, not only that scenario in Cincinnati, we look at Mookie since the All-Star break, he's hitting at 330. and he's in the starting lineup, obviously, tonight, and he's batting in the number one spot. Corey Seager bats second, and then Trey Turner slated to bat third in tonight's Dodger lineup.
It feels like Mookie, even though he has this hitting streak going, Rick, it's not a soft hitting streak, and it looks like he has his legs underneath him again.
Exactly, because of the hip. The hip was an issue. They had been able to at least remedy it for how long, we're not certain. He knows that, the doctors know that. But we had the bone spur that was in there. The Rockies probably wish his hip was bothering, because against the Rockies this year, Mookie Betts is hitting .385 in the 11 games that he has played against them. The Dodgers have some guys that have hit the ball very well when they have played the Rockies, including, I just went back and looked at Trey Turner. Turner has not played the Rockies that much this year, but when he has, including when he was with the Nationals, he has 5 hits and 11 at-bats against Colorado. So the Dodgers have some guys that hit very well, but again, they're going to have to figure out Sensatella, who's going to be pitching against them tonight. He's been on a roll and pitches much better at home than he does on the road.
12 more games to go, including tonight's game, Rick. It should be fun down the stretch, and I'll be with you every step of the way.
David, 12 games to go to get the first place in the Western Division.
Sounds good, Rick. Sounds like a plan for the Dodgers. Tim, we'll send it back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave. Thanks a lot, Rick. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Kirin Ichiban, a premium Japanese lager dedicated to people, ingredients, and flavor for those who never compromise the pursuit of great taste. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll get you a preview of tonight's pitching matchup. Tim and Rick will have the keys to the game, but up next, we go high and tight with former Dodger center fielder, one of the good guys, Brett Butler. It's the Dodgers and Rockies from Denver. First pitch at 5:40. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Lead you up to Dodgers and Rockies. Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Julio Urias, Antonio Sensatella, the pitching matchup. First pitch from Denver, set for 5:40.
David Vassay.
And now, what will likely be Vassay fielding insults from a Dodger player.
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
We are joined right now by one of the best center fielders in the last 30 years to patrol the outfield for the Dodgers, and also one of the best leadoff hitters in the last 30 years, a man that played for both the Giants and Dodgers, and 30 years ago, he signed with the Dodgers and left San Francisco behind, and that is the one and only Brett Butler. Brett, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Well, David, thanks for having me.
Can you believe it's 30 years ago, Brett, that you played for the Giants, were a thorn in the Dodgers' side, and all of a sudden, everybody fell in love with you in Los Angeles because you were on their side and you were the gnat to the Giants?
Well, you know what? That rivalry, I mean, when you're on one side, you know what? You hate the other team as much as the other team hates you, and then when you switch sides, it's almost like taboo. You can't even talk to the other team. The fans, they don't want to talk to you anymore, and that's kind of how it was. But like I said, I had a great time in San Francisco, but I was born in L.A. in the Good Samaritan Hospital downtown and had a lot of family there, so it was a dream come true for me to play in L.A., and so it was nice for me to be able to finish my career there.
Was that really the case, Brett, when you signed with the Dodgers in 1991 and played against your former teammates, guys like Will Clark and Matt Williams? Would they not speak to you when you played against them?
Oh, no, the guys would. It was a lot of the fans. We actually had some friends in San Francisco that we contemplating leaving our kids to in the will if, in fact, we died.
Wow.
And when I went to L.A., they wouldn't talk to me for 2 years. Because that's how the rivalry has been with the fans. And I think it was more on the San Francisco side than it was on the L.A. side. And now that, L.A. has won and they've been consistent. The Giants then, I think that all went away. When the Giants won, I think, 3 World Series. And so I think the rivalry is still as strong as it's ever been. But it's a lot of fun to have been able to play on both sides.
And, of course, you didn't play in the cozy confines of this new ballpark the Giants have. You played as a home player at Candlestick Park and as a Dodger at Candlestick Park. That's a lot different.
Well, it is, too. And playing at Candlestick Park, The one thing I realized about being a Giant is, man, we had the heater on and everything was great. But when you're in the opposition, you're in the Dodgers, and you were in the other dugout, they turned the heat off. So you were cold all the time. And that's kind of how it worked back then.
Yeah, wow. That sounds like what Red Auerbach used to do to the Lakers at the old Boston Garden.
Exactly. You know, there's always something. Always something there.
Brett, you mentioned Tommy Lasorda. You played against him, playing for the Braves, playing for Roger Craig and the Giants. Even at that stage of your career, was it a little shock to the system to play for Tommy Lasorda?
To be honest with you, I heard all this stuff about Tommy, you know, bleeding Dodger Bull and blue, and I always thought that was a bunch of garbage. I thought he was just, that was talk. And you realize, you know, that you admire the man, you know, after all these years. I remember I was with the Braves, and Tommy called me over towards the end of the year, and he goes, hey, come on over here. And I thought, oh, man, Lasorda, he wants to talk to me. You know, I'm just a young kid. And I walked over, and I, hey, Tommy, you know, yeah, what do you want? He goes, hey, would you do me a favor? I'm like, oh, man, what is it that he'd like me to do? He goes, hey, when you go to Cleveland, would you send me just a little postcard to let me know how bad it is? And he just rubbed it in. You know, it was one of those things. But I also remember just how he was comical and how he was very free going and loving, and he loved the Dodgers. He always made the comment that he loved the Dodgers more than Joe, but Joe, I love you more than football. And he used to say that a lot, but he truly loved the Dodgers with all his heart. So that was some time for me to be able to play for him.
When I mention Brett Butler's name, one thing comes to mind to everybody: how great of a bunter you were. 2,375 major league hits. At least 300 of those have to be bunt base hits, don't they, Brett?
Well, I think it's close to that. 278, 290, so I'm not sure. But, well, if I didn't bunt, I wouldn't have played in the big leagues. So I knew what my weakness was, and I knew what my strengths were, and I knew that what my job was. And my job was to be able to get on base and be able to set the table for the big boys. And I knew that if I could lay that bunt out there about 3 or 4 feet, I knew I had a chance of getting on base. And so I made sure that that was a big part of my game, and it helped me be successful for 17 years.
We will never forget Brett Butler either, Brett. Can't wait to see you at Dodger Stadium, and hopefully the Dodgers can catch and pass the San Francisco Giants.
Well, again, it goes down to the last 12 games. I remember Tommy used to say, you're going to win a third and you're going to lose a third, but the champions are made in that last third, and now they've got 12 games to prove it one way or another. They're all in the playoffs, but you'd really like to win the division. But you know what? Now it's just going out there and see how they fall. Do the best that you can. Have no regret. And then go from there, getting in the playoffs, and then trying to bring back a world champion. That's what they're all trying to do.
Brett, thanks a lot for the time. It's great catching up with you, and I know Dodger fans appreciate hearing from one of the best center fielders and leadoff men in the last 40 or 50 years of baseball.
Well, I appreciate it, David. Thanks a lot, and to all the fans out in L.A., hey, I miss you.
There he goes, Tim, Brett Butler. And to hear the full interview, you'll have to wait for episode 25 of the Extra Innings podcast presented by Corona, which drops tomorrow on the iHeartRadio app. We'll send it back to you.
So great. Thank you, Dave. Great to hear from Brett Butler, former Dodger, former Brave, Indian, Giant, met and back with the Dodgers to end his career in the late 90s. Great to hear from him, and great podcast always available on the iHeartRadio app, the Extra Innings podcast with David Vasse. Dodger fans, check it out. Download it now. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Aria Rooms and Suites Beyond Compare, a dining destination that thrills and the best entertainment steps away. This is How We Vegas. Book at aria.com. Still to come, Tim and Rick will get you the keys to the game, but up next, we're going to dive deeper into this pitching matchup as we are a little bit more than 15 minutes away from first pitch from Denver. Dodgers and Rockies on this Tuesday night. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
And down he goes. Yeah! Strikeout number 13 for Kershaw.
Don't miss a moment of Dodger coverage.
Right here on your home of the World Series champion Dodgers.
This is Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck.
Dodgers and Rockies, the start of a three-game series from Denver. The Dodgers, 12 games left in the regular season. They start the night one game back of the Giants in the Western Division of the National League. First pitch from Coors Field coming up at 5:40.
Hung on and missed strike three. Yeah!
And now before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchups.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, Toyota's certified used vehicles are in a league of their own because the best new cars make the best used cars. See your dealer for details and make it easy. Julio Urias on the mound, 18-3 on the year, 2.99 ERA. The 25-year-old left-hander making his 30th start this year. He leads the major leagues with the 18 wins. Also ranks amongst the NL's best in whip. Opponents on base percentage, innings pitched. He has 180 strikeouts, just 35 walks, and has limited opponents to a .221 batting average. Last time out, 5 innings, 2 runs, 3 hits, 5 strikeouts, and a win over the Diamondbacks. He's facing the Rockies for the fourth time this season. He's 2-0 with a .434 ERA, winning both of his starts at Coors Field. During the course of his career, Julio Urias is 2-1 with a .526 ERA in 10 starts, 13 total games against Colorado. Antonio Sensatella on the mound for the Colorado Rockies. He is 4-9 with a .406 ERA. The 26-year-old right-hander out of Venezuela in his fifth season now in the big leagues, making his 26th start this year. Last time out, 6 innings, allowed 2 runs on 7 hits while striking out 7 in a no decision against the Braves. He has recorded a quality start in each of his last 7 outings since August 11th. He's making his fourth start of this season against the Dodgers. He's 1-2 with a .762 ERA in his first 3. Autumn racing is back at beautiful Santa Anita Park. Get into the action with racing on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through the whole month of October with millions in payouts for every race. Explore your experience at santaanita.com/events to get your tickets. And Dodger fans, to celebrate, we're bringing you a chance to win a day at the races. Prize pack includes a 6-person box, admission, parking, a $100 food and beverage credit, and a betting lesson from a Santa Anita wagering ambassador. Sign up for your chance to win now at am570lasports.com, keyword Santa Anita. Dodgers and Rockies, keys to the game are next. I'm Tim Case, this is World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers in Denver, as their final road trip of the regular season continues to take on the Rockies. Game one of this three-game set. Julio Urias on the mound looking for his 19th win this season. With more, we head back out to the booth. A final check-in with Tim and Rick. Guys?
Tim, thank you very much. As we count you down to the first pitch tonight, Julio Urias looking for win number 19 on the season. His ERA is under 3 at 2.99. He has been very good, and he has been especially good against the Rockies this year. Hopes to continue that tonight.
Yeah, and for Urias, you look at the fact that trying to win his 19th, he could become the Dodgers' first 20-game winner since Kershaw did it in 2014. But, you never know what's going to happen in this ballpark the Dodgers are playing in. Although, if you look at the numbers, for Julio Urias, he's pitched exceptionally well on the road. He's 12-2 away from Dodger Stadium. That comes in 16 starts. And against the Rockies this year, he's made 3 starts. He's 2-0. Even though the ERA is over 4.25, he's got the big outs when he has needed them against Colorado.
And for Sensatella, he's making his 26th start. He's won fewer games this year in a longer season than he did in the short season last year. Had 5 wins last year. He's got 4 this year.
Yeah, he was roughed up his very first initial outing against the Dodgers this season, but he got some revenge against them on the 29th of August. He went 7 shutout innings that day, 5-0, the whitewashing the Rockies over the Dodgers. And after the ballgame, Sensatella said it was one of the best games in his entire career. So he's going to try and repeat that tonight. And 3 September starts, he's gone with a very good ERA at 2.93. So for Sensatella, he's going to run the fastball by you, try and go with a lot of sliders, and then the changeup.
That's a look at the pitching matchup tonight for Game 1, Dodgers and the Rockies from Coors Field in Denver. Tim?
All right, first pitch is coming up from Coors Field. Dodgers start the night one game back of the San Francisco Giants in the Western Division of the National League. The Giants are in San Diego at Petco Park to take on the Padres. That game will start in about 90 minutes. It'll be Kevin Gausman and Joe Musgrove, the pitching matchup. We'll keep an eye on that game all night. David Vasse We'll have all the details on the post-game show as the Dodgers, again, start the night one game back of San Francisco. Dodgers 96-54, the Giants 97-53. Down the stretch they come, 12 games to go for the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're in Denver tonight. Tim and Rick have the call. Dodgers, Rockies are next. I'm Tim Cates. It's been Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, everybody. I'm ready.